Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, we run around with our iPhones and our tablets and phablets and everything in between, and we think that we are hot stuff. We think we run this planet and we are at the top of the food chain. I just said that the other day. But really and truly, if you start looking at some of these studies and the research, we're just animals in some ways.
Well, okay.
We still have all these animal things going on. For example, I read this morning. It's an article about kissing.
All right. Okay.
And they did a study about that feeling you have whenever you kiss someone for the first time and you like it.
Okay.
Or maybe you're kissing them for the first time and it doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I've had that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a reason for it. The scientists say it's the bacteria in your mouth telling you this person's all right. Or, ooh, no, not for us.
I thought it was the sweatiness of my palms.
Where are you kissing and how?
Could be. See, I've realized it was a bad time, a bad kiss when I realized it was the bacteria in their mouth that
yeah,
I'm tasting.
Oh, gross.
Well, yeah, they say that the kiss is a useful mate assessment function. It creates feelings of attachment, and kissing is used by 90% of cultures worldwide. Whenever you kiss, you transfer 80 million bacteria for every 10 seconds of tongue kissing.
All right.
And people with similar bacteria in their mouths are more romantically compatible with each other.
So if you really like somebody, then you eat the same food as them right before you kiss them, and then maybe you both have the same kind of stuff in your mouth?
No.
Okay.
I guess stretching now.
Genetics. One of my favorite stories, though, speaking of that, is when Cato went on one of his first dates, and the date called him out and said, "Ooh, you're not going to have a fish sandwich, are you?" And he did. He had a fish sandwich.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you did?
I changed my order.
Oh, because
I went to order, and she goes, "Oh, you're not eating fish." I'm like, "I think I'll take a cheeseburger."
Okay. All right. See, I thought you went for it.
That was actually a good sign for you.
Yes.
Because she was basically telling you, "Hey, I'll make out with you if you don't order the fish."
And the funny thing, I don't remember making out with him.
Well, then that stinks.
But you
just changed your order and she didn't even kiss you. But this is pretty wild. They say basically we have created the kissing thing because it serves us very well to tell if someone is compatible with us, because they've actually found out that if you do have this bacteria that gets along with theirs, you're more compatible even emotionally and mentally.
So it's not just how it tastes, how the kiss tastes, but what it does for you.
Well, you got different flavored kisses?
Well, no, obviously you have different flavored bacteria.
Okay.
So.
I mean, you got the kissing where you kiss somebody and they have, like, I don't know, the peppermint gum in their mouth.
Right.
And they put it over to the side.
Which makes no difference on this.
And sometimes you can feel it.
Heidi's having a hard time absorbing it, but it's bacteria in your mouth.
I just all of a sudden you're like adverse to it, and you're like, "Ooh, that really wasn't a good kiss after all."
And it's more like you just never ever feel it. There's no wow to it.
Okay.
There's no zing. You're making out, but there's just no oomph to it.
No butterflies.
Yeah, maybe. You don't fall for them.
Yeah, you're not feeling it.
But when you kiss them and it's like, I've got to lift my foot up and, kick my head back or whatever that romantic Hollywood crap is, then that's whenever you're like, okay, we've got, first thing going for us is we got the same bacteria in our mouths.
Awesome.
I don't know that I'd mention that to somebody. Wow, you're a good
kisser. No, don't bring that up on the first date. I will say that you can always look, too, for if someone has a lot of cavities and fillings, they're probably going to have more of the same cavity bacteria in their mouth as you.
eHarmony should add this to their quiz.
Yes, they should.
I think so. And when you go out with somebody on the first date, so open up. You know what? You should check them out like people do horses. Open up your mouth.
Take a cotton swab inside of their mouth.
How many cavities do you have? Let me count them.
You guys laugh, but I met a girl one time. I was doing an appearance at a nightclub. This is many, many moons ago. And I looked at her. I was just stunned. And I said, "You're so beautiful. May I kiss you?" And she said, "Yeah." And we just, right there, 10-second friendship.
Really?
Everyone around was looking at me like, "That guy is the man." And we ended up dating.
Wow, compatible bacteria.
So we had compatible bacteria.
I think that's hearsay, what you thought they were thinking.
Okay.
They might have been thinking, oh my, in public, they're making out. Please stop.
I like my version.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.